One of the loveliest verses in the Old Testament is found in the prophet Isaiah, where God says to his people, "Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion to the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I engraved you on the palms of my hands." It speaks of a God who knows us and who loves us, a God who binds himself to us in a covenant of love and fidelity. It's this God who holds out his hands to us to welcome us into his loving embrace.
Yesterday, hundreds of Christians gathered here in the cathedral to celebrate the launch of Living God's Love, our new vision for the Diocese of St. Albans, which builds on the success of Vision for Action. But what does it mean for us to live God's love today? Well, it begins when we respond to the open hands which are beckoning us to go deeper into God, to discover more of the beauty, the holiness, the grace and the truth of the God who's made us and who wants to draw us to himself.
I'm at school doing my GCSEs and I love my friends and family. I love coming to church. I lived in Leedsville for a bit and then I moved here when I was 3 and I've been baptised. My faith has grown because I'm doing a lot more serving at school and it's always been a part of my life and God has just always helped me. It was an actual decision for me to be independent because God's always been in my life. My faith has always been a big part of me and I felt it was the right time to do it and I was doing it with the right people and the journey has been really good, so there's been ups and downs of it. And it just felt really right, and I've come closer to God. Taking communion will bring me closer to God because I'm experiencing what the disciples experienced at the Last Supper. And I've never taken communion before, my first one just now. And it was a really special thing for me. It's important for me to be seen as a Christian because it affects everything in my life. If people mock me for my faith, it's their own opinion, and I'm not going to mock their opinion. So I'll take the high.
Someone whose life is deeply rooted in God, someone like Oscar Romero, the South American martyr, or Sundar Singh, or Dietrich Bonhoeffer. There's something both immensely attractive about them, and also something that makes you stop and pause. Attractive because the grace of God has so worked in and through them that they're no longer driven by their own personal ambitions. They don't have to impose on others or to justify themselves. They have an inner freedom and contentment that's almost tangible. They have an openness to others and a transparency of goodness which draws us in. But such people can also be daunting, because when we meet them, we come face to face with an example of what God can do in you and in me if we dare to open ourselves up to his grace. But that might involve change, and that can be threatening. We're told that Jesus had that same combination. He was both attractive, yet also frightening. Crowds flocked him because they recognised something in him that spoke of the presence of God. In today's Gospel, John the Baptist points to Jesus and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." It's a strange thing to say to call Jesus the Lamb of God, but it points forward to the crucifixion, to the time when those young carpenter's hands will be nailed to the cross, his palms scarred by rough nails. For Jesus, going deeper into God's love was costly. It involved a real dying to his own ambitions and allowing God to raise him to a new life. It's this same dying to self which leads us deeper into God. We will never even begin to understand the love of God except through the cross. And then there's transforming communities. If we're going to live God's love, we can't hold on to it for ourselves. The love of God has to flow out, touching the lives of those around us. Jesus did just this as he reached out his hands. We're told, for example, that people brought little children to him to place his hands on them and pray for them.
And at sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness and laid his hands on each one. He healed them. As I've been travelling around the diocese, I've witnessed many places where Christians are lending a hand and making a real and tangible difference.
This is Big Rex. He's been running at St. Peter's Church for sort of around 11 years or something like that. It was started out of a desire to connect with the community and show love in a practical way. He's located opposite a large secondary school, and one thing that we really wanted to do was to show the kids that we loved them and that we respected them and valued them, and so we came up with the idea of a Big Breakfast. It's a great team that serve, and it's a lot of banter, so it's good fun. Lots of people that we connect with in Big Breakfast started coming to youth groups that we run throughout the week, and we've seen many come to share and baptise people through the faith in Big Breakfast, all these different things over the years. So we're living God's love here and now through Big Breakfast.
Of course, we can't do this alone. There are so many challenges and so many opportunities that we could easily be overwhelmed. But by joining hands with Christians of other denominations, and indeed with anyone of goodwill, we can make a real difference. And then there's making new disciples. When John the Baptist pointed Andrew and his companion away from himself and directed them towards Jesus, they found him with hands outstretched, waking and saying, "Come." We don't make new disciples by asking people to join a religious club. Instead, we have to point people away from ourselves. We say, "See the Lamb of God," and we direct them to Jesus Christ, who stands with open hands, ready to welcome them into his family.
At Church Sunday, had been a wonderful opportunity to reacquaint myself with the church and also a closer relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Somewhere along the line, things have just gone astray and I lost touch with the church. I lost touch with the Lord Jesus. Alison Andrews happened to engage in a conversation about the primary, and I love history. And she also told me that it was a very traditional church and followed a very traditional order of service. That awakened my interest, so it was not a surprise when Alison gave me a little card which says, "Back to Church Sunday." I was delighted. To tell you the truth, I just couldn't wait to get back to that special Sunday.
It's the handing on of the baton of the faith to the next generation. On renewal, so we need to remain convinced without being rigid, to be willing to confront without being officious, gentle and forgiving without being soft, a true witness without being manipulative, conveying above all else in our very presence the love that is Christ. We're to so witness and so pray that others will catch the vision of what it is to live God's love with open hands. When you leave this service today, you'll be given a prayer card with the Living God's Love prayer on it. Will you use this prayer each day? And will you join with me in responding to the welcoming hands of God to go deeper into his love? Will you go out in his name with open hands to meet the stranger? And will you work with me in making new disciples, pointing others to Jesus Christ, the one who alone can quell our fears and who alone can fulfill our deepest hopes?
Living God, draw us deeper into your love. Jesus our Lord, send us to care and serve. Holy Spirit, make us heralds of good news. Stir us, strengthen us, teach and inspire us to live your love with generosity and joy, imagination and courage, for the sake of your world, and in the name of Jesus. Amen.